February 1st. Shrouds have no pockets. Ancient proverb. A magazine writing assignment took me to the New York offices of the late J.C. Penney, founder of the department store chain. He was 89 at the time. Graciously and fully, the venerable Christian humanitarian talked about his life. Finally, when it was time to leave, I asked him one last question. What single joy in your life stands out? He smiled and pondered the question before replying, "The happiest day of my life was when my son, our firstborn, arrived." J.C. Penney was a millionaire many times over, but he told me he had also lost fortunes, $40 million during the Depression. "That's when I learned a new set of values," he said, "a set of values that put the birth of a child ahead of material things. Sometimes we concentrate so hard on making a living that we forget to live. Our focus is as narrow as a plow horse in blinders, and when we get to the end of the field, we discover we have missed the fragrance of the lilacs and the music of the orioles. Don't become so absorbed with the problems of life today that you miss its possibilities. This is the day which the Lord hath made. Rejoice and be glad in it." Psalms 118, verse 24. Lord, help me to separate the wheat of life from the chaff.